World War II, he was a veteran. He was not a godly man. He didn't believe in God. But America, if you understand the foundation of it, is not built on biblical principles. A lot of people think it was. I was just telling them, I go and I preach in Mount Rushmore, and I did a little research. Thomas Jefferson, he's up on the rock, and everybody goes there. Thomas Jefferson took his penknife, and he cut the words of Jesus Christ out of his Bible. He was an antichrist.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and George Washington was a deist. He believed God created you, but like aliens, took off, and he doesn't really care what happens in your life, whatever you do. These were false men, and look at the fruit of America.
Uh-huh.
War, we went to war and killed British over what? 3% tax. The British weren't coming over here raping and pillaging the women and children. We killed for a 3% tax. Does that sound like something Jesus Christ would do?
Well, I can't answer the question.
Yeah, because I'm just sharing with you. You said you believe in God.
I believe in our nation. I believe that it...
But the roots of it are pagan and idolatrous, and God will have nobody before him. The only nation... What's your first name?
Andy,
I'm James. This is my wife, Debbie. Thank you for coming over. We love our neighbor. That's why we're here. I retired early to do this. I don't make any money. I don't take people's money. I sell nothing. I travel the country to do this. So ask yourself, why does this guy do this? And I'm not popular, which is okay, because Jesus said you'll be hated. This nation was founded on war and killing. And look at the fruit of 250 years of denominational churchianity. Catholic, Baptist, Lutheran, Methodist, name the flavor. We don't belong to any of them. Sexual perversion. Abortion that they just overturned, but it's going to go on for decades at the state level. It's probably going to get overturned again. We pump out more porn, not we, America, pumps out more porn than anybody. And people say, God bless America. You know, America's not God's favorite nation. You know who is God's favorite nation?
Israel.
We're not Israel.
Well, we do back Israel.
We back the secular, godless Israel, but we don't live for the Most High God and the people of Israel, which are his true saints. So what I would encourage you to do is test yourself. You can go to our website for free and test your church body, no matter what flavor you are. Pagan holidays, Christmas and Easter, worldliness and paganism. See, we should be living for Christ and lifting him up, not 4th of July, not freedom celebrations.
Well, do you celebrate Christmas or Easter?
No, sir. We live every day celebrating Christ coming into the world because of how we live. That's our worship. And then those are pagan holidays that the Roman Catholics invented.
If you describe your religious belief, how would it be described?
We're Bible-believing New Testament saints.
Oh, okay.
Which is not a denomination. So we go back to the first century where Jesus established his body. Look at all these denominations. Roman Catholics started about 900. They're the oldest. Then you got Baptists started about the 1600. Then you got Lutherans started about the 1600.
Where do you worship? In the homes or publicly in buildings? Or
we worship every day with our life lived. So that's your worship. And then we can gather with true saints. And only true saints that are submitted to God, have come out of the culture, come out of churchianity. And because we travel full-time, we live in our van. We live in a camper van. We travel full-time. We're not in front of other saints, but we are in line with saints all over the world. And so we're united to them. I do have a brother that lives in this area. I'm spending kind of a lot of time here. Normally, I go through an area and leave, but I've been preaching around this area quite a bit because I know a new brother, and we're trying to raise him up and train him up to witness. And so test yourself. These pagan holidays, God said you must worship in spirit and truth. Christmas is a lie. Easter's a lie. Good Friday's a lie. Here's a quick one for you. All of evangelicalism says, and Roman Catholics say, Jesus died on Friday night and he rose Sunday morning. Ready? How many days did Jesus say he'd be in the grave?
3 days and three nights.
Can you get 3 days and three nights from Friday night to Sunday morning?
No, not really.
And you can't even get it reckoning the days. If you try to reckon the days, it's 2 days, two nights. It's because Jesus died on Wednesday. He rose on Saturday. Why? He is our Sabbath rest. I've got an article on that. People are keeping lies and false pagan ways. The whole church system, meeting in a building, one guy in a box that teaches you every Sunday as you go out then and live like the world. Do you know what the word preach means in the New Testament? If you look up the Greek word, I encourage you to look up Greek words and then look at what the real meaning is. The word preach is not a guy in a wooden box on Sunday. That's an invented, man-made tradition. You know what the word preach means? Public crier, go out in the streets and lift up Jesus Christ and invite people to come in.
I'll say amen to that.
That's what it means. Yeah, so you see all these false things. They tell you, well, you just sit in the pew and give your money and we pay a guy to do the teaching. And then you're okay, Andy, you're Andrew, you can go live like the world. We all sin a lot. And you can be, no, Jesus said, go sin no more. Jesus said, be ye perfect as your Father's in heaven is perfect. Now, I'm not perfect. I can choose sin. I can make a mistake. I can fall. But guess what? 15 years ago, I was a worldly, partying, fighting, fornicating drunk. And I repented, and I can promise you, my sin was like this back then. Because of the Word and the Spirit of God, it's not my own. I'm not that good. my sin level's down here. And I see it coming in my flesh, and I know how to put it down quickly. It's like the wolf and the chihuahua. My old flesh used to be a wolf. He'd get me by the throat, and I couldn't do nothing. Now he's a little chihuahua, and I go, get out of here, you punk. I got the Spirit of God. I got the Word of God. Modern pastors will tell you, you're going to sin all the time. Jesus knows that. You can't overcome it. And you're going to go to heaven no matter what. But the Bible says in Hebrews 10:26, if you willfully sin, that means if you sin on purpose, there's no sacrifice for your sin. Because if I take all my sin that I told you about, and I came to Jesus 15 years ago, and I threw it at his feet, and I said, Lord, have mercy on me. Cleanse me in your blood. Forgive me, Lord. I want to follow you. And I throw all my sins at his feet, and then I go, but these three I'm going to hold on to, and I'm still going to do those. Whose record are those sins going to be on, his or mine? He doesn't wash you clean unless you forsake your sin. Have you ever been married?
Yes, I'm divorced.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that. But when you were married, if your wife came to you and you had a good relationship and said, I have a boyfriend on the side, I've been cheating on you for a year, I'm so sorry. And you go, oh my, it would crush you. And then she would say, please forgive me. And you'd go, well, I'm not perfect. I love her. I'll forgive you. What's the first thing you're going to ask that woman to do?
Well, to come back.
Come back and then do what?
Get
rid of the dude.
Right.
If, what if she said, I'm going to go back to him a couple times every year?
No.
You'd go, this doesn't. But how come our wives can't cheat on us like that, but we can cheat and sin against God all the time? See, the pastors have a bent. They want to fill up buildings. My job and my role is to go out into the world and try to fill up heaven. I know I'm not going to, because Jesus said in Matthew 7, few are going to enter through the narrow gate. Do you know what that word few means if you look it up in English? You're going to love this. I just did a teaching on it. Puny. Puny. It doesn't mean half. It doesn't mean 25%. It's like this. Jesus said in Luke 18:8, will there be any faith left on earth when I return?
What is your view of the rapture? Could that happen today?
No. The pre-trib rapture is another lie of man that came along in the last 200 years. I believe the rapture is going to come at the end of the tribulation. In Matthew 24, Jesus said at the end of the tribulation, the Son of Man will come. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 15, at the last trump. The trumps are the judgments. Jesus is coming at the end of the last trump. The body of Christ goes through the tribulation. We won't suffer the wrath of God. You know whose wrath we're going to suffer?
Well, I guess the wrath of man.
Satan.
Satan.
Satan is building his one world system. COVID was a pre-run for all of this. They're testing the waters to see what they can get away with. So pre-trib rapture, thinking you're going to be taken out and God's going to spare you. He never spared his saints. He always took them through tribulation. He didn't go,
well, do you
take Israelites
up.
He parted the ocean and he had them walk right through it.
Rapture after the tribulation.
After the tribulation, yes, sir.
The church will be caught up?
Yes. Oh. At the great day, it's going to be his return, the great day of the Lord, the resurrection, the judgment. It was all going to happen at the end.
Do you believe in a 1,000-year reign of Christ?
Yes, I do. The millennial reign, I believe that's going to happen after that, yeah.
Okay, will it be a 7-year period after the rapture?
No, there's going to be, I believe there's going to be a tribulation period before Christ returns. He said, unless I come back, no flesh will be spared, but for the elect's sake, I'm coming back.
But when the church is raptured, will that initiate the 1,000-year reign of Christ?
Yeah, I believe it.
Immediately?
Well, I can't tell you that because the Bible didn't say immediately, but I'll tell you this. There's going to be a new heaven and a new earth, so it's going to be purged, and that's a lot of topic that I go into deeply with men I'm united to. But with men I'm not united to, what I focus on is the gospel, how they live. You notice my wife and I dress very different. This is important. God, this is our temple. In Genesis 3, God killed an animal and shed blood and cover us so we could cover our form. Have you noticed how lascivious the culture is today?
Yeah.
In their dress. And they've left the standards of God long ago. You'll see my wife covers her head. The Bible teaches that. American churchianity taught that for evangelicalism, taught it for 1900 years until feminism. You're old enough to remember when feminism rose up. And they took their bras off and they put their pants on and they said, we're rebelling in the 60s. I was born then. And so all of these things that we teach are in the scriptures, and the churches have left it because what they want to do, again, is fill up the buildings. I want to see you guys strive to enter in the narrow gate. And the only way you're going to enter is through the gospel. Faith in Christ shed blood. Repent, that means come out of the world, come out of your flesh, come out of your churchianity. You will not enter the kingdom of God as a Baptist, Lutheran, Roman Catholic because you're keeping lies and false ways. Be born from above by the Spirit of God. Then he changes your desires. You don't want this anymore. This is patriotism and idolatry. Then holiness and obedience march the way, and you must endure in that till you die. If you fall away, you're lost.
You don't feel that people in the Baptist church are saved? Is that what you're saying?
No, what I'm telling you is I don't know about each individual person, but if you're born again in the Baptist faith, you will study the scriptures, you will come out of it. Jesus says, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. If you keep Christmas, Easter, many Baptists have a false Calvinistic type gospel. Say a prayer, walk an aisle, be baptized as a child. The Bible doesn't teach that anywhere. And so, in general, yes, Baptists are not going to enter the kingdom of God. Neither are Roman Catholics, neither are Lutherans, because you're not in the truth, sir. Yeah. You're not in the truth. What did you do for a living?
Well, I'm a semi-truck driver.
Semi-truck driver. Do you guys have, like, over-the-road manual rules by the DOT?
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. If you think that you could be a truck driver and say, I'm going to keep a quarter of those DOT rules, and I'm going to do the rest of it my own way, how long are you going to be a truck driver?
Not very long.
That's what Baptists have done. They've said, we're going to do it our way, and God says, no, it must be my way. Paul says in 2 Thess 2:15, keep the traditions I've handed down. And in 1 Timothy 4:16, Paul says this, strive in sound doctrine by which you are saved and them that hear you. If you're in false doctrine, you're in lies, you're not in Christ the truth. Makes total sense. And our website, can I give you a gospel card? Our website teaches for free. We don't want to take people's money.
I'm going to go.
Thank you, sir. I love you.
I do support what you're doing.
I love you in the Lord. Let me know if I can help you. You have my email, my text. Yeah. I would love to encourage you. You must repent and come out of false religion and come out of the culture.